welcome to it. From the heart of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, August 5th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the ballooning budget that will pack hundreds of billions to the deficit and debt has made its way through Congress. It'll be creating a spending frenzy like we haven't seen in a long time and could usher in a disastrous financial future. Number two, the president leveling another round of tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods coming in. It brings into question why the talks fell apart in the first place, but he says he's still good friends with President Xi. And number one, a pair of mass shootings in a one-day span has left many numb and hurting. Shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio saw dozens of people killed and wounded, and it's become the focus of political fodder, certainly for the left. I mean, you get online and you watch what's happening, Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, and hosts of others who say it's Donald Trump's fault. In fact, Elizabeth Warren and others say it's Fox News' fault. Don't know how that's possible, but the news network apparently is to blame for mass shootings in America. You see, it's just like a child to blame somebody that's completely unrelated. See, in the real world, we blame criminals. We blame those who actually pull the trigger and kill people. You know, we don't blame the alcohol company because of a DUI-related accident. We don't blame the car company. We don't blame the gun company for using a firearm in a way that is in violation of the law. We don't blame the president when people do bad things. The fact of the matter is, when Columbine occurred, was it Bill Clinton's fault? No. When Newtown occurred, or the Pulse nightclub, was that Barack Obama's fault? No. But there are those on social media that would have you believe somehow it's Donald Trump's fault when shootings occur, because it's because of his rhetoric. It's because of his rhetoric. Does that mean that the leftists that are running for the Democrat nomination to be president are to blame when Antifa rolls through Portland, Oregon and beats people to a pulp? No, they're not. Antifa's responsible for that, and the killers are responsible for their own behavior. I get this from Mike. I'm taking comments, and you can drop me lines. Mike, from his tip of the mitt comment, has this to say. I've stated previously that I think that the maturity level has declined over the years. 30 is the new 21, writes Mike. So when it comes to the reasons and solutions on the gun control issue, I submit the following for consideration. Since many legal issues might occur in intervening years, you must submit to a legal background check for the purchase of any firearm at each level of the following proposal of purchase eligibility. Ability to purchase depends on maturity and personal responsibility. 21 years of age used to be the legally accepted defining factor. I submit that's no longer true. .177 at 22 caliber and shotguns, you must be at least 18 years of age to purchase. 25 caliber to hunting rifles of 30-06 and so forth, with a maximum capacity of 5 rounds, you must be at least 21 years of age. Any firearm in this category that could have a magazine capable of more than 5 rounds, you must be at least 25 years of age. And any special category of weapon, collector, full auto, etc., beyond the above mentioned, requires a minimum age of at least 30 years. And while maybe only an impossible suggestion, how about some real confiscation program that centers on those areas of the country where illegal firearms are most prevalent and common? You'd probably need a dump truck in some communities. One thought, a legal firearm purchase for self-defense and protection escalate whenever and wherever crime statistics dictate. So is it a maturity issue? I mean, I hear a lot of people talk about video games and so forth, and I think that video games have desensitized us in many ways, certainly. I've never been a video game fan, and I don't allow people in my family to have them. I never allowed my kids to have them. We don't play video games. We live in the real world. We'd rather hunt or fish or go outside for a walk or spend time outside as we did this past weekend. We don't sit around mindlessly looking at video games. By the way, from Keith, this comes. An out-of-touch Joe Biden would be perfect for the left. If elected, he'd make a perfect puppet for the radical agenda of the left. because he'd be so easily manipulated. Thank you, Keith, for that. And I encourage you to write in. Drop me an email, stevegruber.com, the place to go. Click on the link and share your thoughts about gun control, what's going on in this country. Is there a breakdown in the fabric? Is there a breakdown with young people? What has happened to people that we have no consideration for life and limb anymore? That the respect for our neighbors just isn't there. The respect for law enforcement isn't there the way it used to be. Not in so many places. I respect law enforcement, so do the people in my circles. But in so many places, law enforcement is considered the enemy. Now consider this. For the gun control crowd, they want guns taken away from you and me and everybody. That's really what they want. They want complete control and confiscation of firearms. And each step is another step in that direction for them. If they can ban so-called assault weapons, AR platforms, that's step one. Increase background checks, step two. Red flag laws, step three, and so on and so forth. And when they find that those did not succeed and you still have mass shootings and you still have killings every day, because far more people die every day in single one-off killings than ever get killed in these mass shootings to get all the attention. Less than 3% of all homicides in America using guns involve rifles of any sort, including AR-15s and so-called assault rifles. The majority of homicides are committed with handguns and shotguns, period. But that doesn't change the steady march towards confiscation, because that's where they want to go and that's where they want to take us. Make no mistake, they don't hide their agenda particularly well. Beto O'Rourke and others have made it clear that common sense gun laws would mean taking guns off the streets. A lot of guns off the streets. All the guns off the streets. And so here's the backdrop to that. The left has you believe that law enforcement is racially biased, racist in general, and that people of color are unfairly targeted by law enforcement. They're racist, so you have this anger towards law enforcement. And then they want you to lose your guns for personal protection and rely on law enforcement. They don't trust the government, but they want the government to have all the guns. Now, how does that make sense? They don't like the police, and in many instances, don't trust the police, believe the police departments in this country are openly racist and hostile towards people of color. And yet they don't want people of color or anyone else to have their own means to protect themselves, i.e. a concealed weapon or a handgun or something to protect themselves. So therefore, they want the government they don't trust, that they believe is completely racist, to have all the guns. A little confused? So am I. It makes no sense. It does not follow. It does not make sense. And yet that is the hymnal they preach from. You sort it out and get back to me when you understand. And when you do, please drop me that note at stevegruber.com. We'll talk about it. Greatly appreciate your support in this regard. Up next, John Lott will be here. The man who is the expert statistician when it comes to mass shootings and gun control and the truth about the left. It's 14 after Dr. John Lott. Straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. Approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at wyccoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security